ever felt her, a whisper in the moonlight, a pull towards an ancient power that feels like remembering. For centuries, she has been calling Isis, the Egyptian magical queen, goddess of 10,000 names. She wasn't just worshipped, she was worked with. But how do you answer that call? You don't need another book. You don't need any more theories. You need a ritual. Introducing the Isis Ritual Boot Camp, a 4-week immersive journey for the modern woman to awaken her inner priestess. This is your path from seeking to embodying. In just 4 weeks, you will build your unshakable sanctuary, mastering the art of the ritual circle. Find the voice of power, learning the invocations to command spiritual forces. Wield the magic of Heka, crafting a healing amulet and a manifestation cord with your own hands, and claim your sovereignty. Step into your life as the embodied queen, wearing your spiritual authority like a crown. This is a hands-on, practical magic, the end of longing and the beginning of true power. I have created a sacred container for you to learn, practice, and rise within a supportive sisterhood. You will receive live teachings, downloadable guides, and a community of like-hearted women. The boot camp begins January the 4th, 2026. For a limited time, enroll as an early bird price for only $99. You heard me right, $99 early bird registration. Are you ready to remember who you are? Are you ready to stop reading about magic and start living it? Click the link in the description box below. Hurry, because space is limited and her throne awaits. All right, today is Halloween. So we've made it through the Book of the Dead. I've had all the different parts on there. If you're interested in getting a digital copy, definitely reach out to me and I can help you with that, or getting the full audio copy of the book. But today we are going to talk about the witch in all of the different cartoons over the years. You've always seen them demonize the witch. But when you look at a witch, what exactly is a witch?
Did you know the word witch once meant wise woman? Not evil, not dark, wise. She was the healer, the herbalist, the midwife, the one who knew the land. She knew which root stopped pain, which flower calmed the heart, which leaf could save a life. She didn't have potions, she had plants. She didn't cast spells, she brewed medicine. And for thousands of years, that knowledge kept communities alive. Until power changed hands. When medicine became business and healing became property, the wise woman became a threat. So they were renamed. Not healer, witch. Not midwife, heretic. And the fires were lit. They weren't burned for magic, they were burned for knowing too much, for knowing that food is medicine and that nature heals. Because even today we still use their remedies, peppermint for the stomach, willow bark for pain, that's what modern aspirin is made from, garlic for infection. They knew nature healed and nature still does. Maybe the witches weren't casting spells, maybe they were just practicing medicine before medicine became business. They knew, and they were punished for it. Maybe the witch's story was never about evil at all. Maybe it was about the silencing of wisdom. And maybe now, it's time we listened again.
If we go back in time, prior to Christianity, we had what they called wise women. And these women were healers, they were midwives, they were spiritual guides within the communities.
It's important to understand that the women have always opposed the evil one. And so in this life, it is obvious, the men are always less spiritual. It takes them a lot of work to climb to the top of the mountain, to collect mountain soil, to offer up stone offerings. It takes work. They have to work to earn that. Women, on the other hand, they have that ability. they don't have to climb that imaginary mountain of achieving as the men do. They are gifted with that sacredness, the understanding of sacredness and holiness. And so they are a very spiritual being, where the men are not, and they have to earn it. They have to earn their spiritual understanding, where women have that gift, that they have that spiritual understanding that is so very important as part of womanhood. And that is the reason why the evil one goes after her family, goes after the things that are important to her, and to try to influence. And it is generally the very young women that are greatly influenced by the evil one, and to become confused and to cause division. So it is that those are the things that our old people used to talk about. And much of it is given only to the women when they're coming of age ceremony. And so I was fortunate enough to have found some Navajo women that are related to me that were willing to share some of this information with me. And I'm grateful to them. But those are the things that we are told.
And many people even believe that God was a woman.
Love is God. God is a woman. And the patriarchy, that fucking devil's abomination, when they made this lie and skewed reality, they opened the door for people to establish things under the system of just belief, of not knowing, not true reality, not the divine principle of the divine feminine, not that, just whatever they wanted to say. So think about all of the religions and all of the cults and everything out there that have these establishments that people are following under the basis of, well, you just got to believe harder. You just got to believe. And think about what those religions and those cults are doing to women. They open the door for these sick, sadistic, patriarchy, evil motherfuckers to be able to take people's money and abuse and oppress women. And look at how a lot of these things ended, because none of it was based on the truth. God is a woman. Love is God. God is a woman.
So we had matriarchal societies all across the world. So this was before patriarchy. Well, in order for patriarchy to rise and for Christianity to spread, they had to begin to demonize the practices that were already on the planet.
They say Christianity brought light to the pagans, but history says otherwise. Temples were burned. Priests and priestesses were executed. Entire cultures were forced to convert or die. Pagan gods weren't defeated by faith. They were erased by violence, libraries destroyed, knowledge buried, but the symbols survived. The cross, the halo, even angels, all borrowed from older religions. So when people say paganism was savage, remember this: the real savagery was calling genocide salvation. Paganism didn't lose to Christianity. It was stolen, rewritten, and sold back as truth.
Many people don't know that religion took a lot of African spiritual practices and changed their meaning to control our minds. What our ancestors did, like burning herbs, using oils, or washing for spiritual cleansing, was labeled as witchcraft or satanic. But the same exact practices are written in the Bible, especially in Exodus 30, where they are called holy rituals. So why is it called holy in the Bible, but evil when Africans do it? This was done to make us fear our own culture and trust foreign beliefs instead. In African tradition, we used to connect with our ancestors, elders, or healers to receive guidance. These people were respected as spiritual bridges between the physical and the spiritual world. But religion replaced them with priests and pastors, claiming only church leaders can speak to the divine. This made African ways look wrong or dirty, even though we've been spiritually connected for thousands of years. Also, churches started charging for salvation, asking for seed money, tithes, or offerings to be blessed. Yet our ancestors gave offerings to balance energy, not to buy a miracle. Finally, African herbal knowledge was destroyed. Exodus 30 talks about herbs like myrrh and cassia, both from Africa, but when Africans used herbs for healing, they were called pagans. This led us to lose our sacred healing systems. The truth is, many parts of the Bible were copied from African spiritual systems, especially from places like Egypt and Nubia. Religion then turned around and said African rituals are evil, made Europeans the keepers of sacred knowledge, and cut us off from our roots. Now it's time to reclaim that truth.
So all of this sacred knowledge and the wise women who were oracles and who knew medicine and sacred arts and rituals were demonized, and they began to call them witches. And not only did they demonize them, but they began to kill them.
Did you know the witch hunts and genocides carried out under Christianity scarred Europe, Africa, and the Americas forever? In Europe, tens of thousands of women were tortured, drowned, or burned alive. Not because they were evil, but because the church feared the knowledge they carried. Midwives, herbalists, healers, and women who understood the cycles of nature were branded as witches. That's where the word witchcraft started. It was born out of fear and demonization. It was a label invented to criminalize wisdom and destroy women's spiritual authority. When colonizers reached the Americas, they carried that same spirit of destruction. Indigenous nations were massacred in the name of Christ. Their gods and ceremonies were branded as demonic, their languages erased, their people slaughtered, all under the banner of the cross. And in Africa, the colonizer used the same weapon: rituals, drumming, ancestor veneration, and earth-based practices were all relabeled as witchcraft. By calling your spirituality evil, they made you fear your own bloodline and reject your ancestors. The truth, the word witchcraft itself, is rooted in oppression. It began as a weapon of the church to erase knowledge and to terrorize people into submission. Witch hunts and genocides weren't about saving souls. They were about destroying every alternative source of power outside the church. And the saddest part? That programming still works today. Millions of people still fear the very practices their ancestors used to survive, because the church made them believe their own power was evil.
They went all across the planet just slaughtering women, burning women at the stake. Anybody who had any type of natural wisdom, who knew how to cast spells, who knew how to change reality, that was in tune to nature, was all of a sudden called a witch.
When you hear the word voodoo, what comes to mind? Dolls, dark magic, zombies. That's exactly what Hollywood wanted you to believe. But here's the truth. Voodoo is not evil. It's one of Africa's oldest and most misunderstood spiritual systems. Let's uncover 10 facts Hollywood never told you about voodoo. Fact 10. The word voodoo comes from Vodun, which means spirit, in the Fon language of Benin and Togo, not witchcraft. Fact 9. Vodun existed thousands of years before European colonialism. It's a system of harmony between humans, nature, and ancestors. Fact 8. There is no voodoo doll in real Vodun. That was a Hollywood invention to make African spirituality look scary. Fact 7. Vodun priests are healers and herbalists, experts in medicine, psychology, and energy, not sorcery. Fact 6. Enslaved Africans carried Vodun to the Americas, where it evolved into Haitian voodoo and Louisiana voodoo, symbols of survival and resistance. Fact 5. During slavery, Vodun gave people strength. The Haitian Revolution itself began after a sacred Vodun ceremony at Bois Caiman in 1791. Fact 4. Vodun teaches respect for ancestors, family, and the balance between good and evil, not devil worship. Fact 3. The spirits, or Loa, are not demons. They're divine forces of nature, similar to angels or saints in other religions. Fact 2. Colonial powers demonized Vodun because it united Africans and gave them spiritual power they couldn't control. Fact 1. Today, Vodun is officially recognized in countries like Benin, practiced openly, and respected as part of Africa's sacred heritage. So no, voodoo isn't about curses or fear. It's about connection, balance, and the spiritual science of our ancestors. Hollywood told lies.
And even to this day, when women begin to do certain things and they begin to tap into supernatural power, they call them pretty much the witch today, but they turn the W to a B. It's the same thing. All of that goes together because they are deathly afraid of the female, that divine feminine energy, from rising back up and reclaiming her place on the throne. But like I told you all in many other podcasts, it's time. It's time for the divine feminine to come back to the planet, for her energy to come to heal and to set things right that have gone so terribly wrong. And so I've had a number of people reach out to me and they ask me, I said, I want to know how to work with the energies of Isis. I want to know how to work with the Mother Goddess. I want to know what to do in order to change my life for the better. Now, I can testify to the fact that since I have been working with the Mother Goddess, my life has done a 360. I have gone from being sad and depressed and melancholy to all of a sudden I'm happy. I'm having fun. I'm enjoying life. I'm free. All the nasty people who was embedded in my life have been plucked out, and now I'm able to focus on myself. And this wasn't just an overnight process. It took time. But as you begin to work with the energies of the Mother Goddess, you too can have a much better life experience. While everybody around you seems to be losing jobs and can't find work and dealing with abusive relationships and all types of things going on, financial problems and woes, you can be walking on cloud nine. You can be living a righteous life, which is what has been happening to me personally. So I know what I'm talking about. I know these energies are real. I know that they can heal you and they can put you on the path of life. Like they said, there are two paths before you. One is death, one is life. When Christianity and patriarchy came, they put women on the path that led to death. They subjugated you. They made you submit to masculine energy. They took away your power. They took away your rights. They took away your voice. And they made everybody subjugated to this masculine, destructive, energetic force. Well, now, ladies, it's time for us to rise up. Therefore, I have decided to create a four-week journey with the Egyptian goddess Isis. And this is going to help you to reclaim your magic. So instead of just reading about what she did, you're going to actually begin to work with her energies. It's going to take you from being a curious seeker to a confident priestess. And I'm going to go through exactly what this journey entails because, again, it's going to be 4 weeks. We're starting this in January, so the entire month of January, we're going to be working with the divine feminine energy, which is going to be extremely powerful. I figure this is a good time because this is when most people make their New Year's resolutions and they want to start the year off right. Well, I tell you, if you want to have a successful, blessed 2026, you're going to want to participate in this four-week journey with our Mother Goddess, Isis. So again, if you have been feeling that pull, that whisper, that pull is the call of the priestess. And for centuries, one of the most powerful voices has been calling out to our females who are the embodiment of the divine feminine is the ancient Egyptian goddess Isis. She is the ultimate magician, mother, and queen. And within this four-week boot camp, we're not just going to talk about her myths. I'm actually going to reveal how you can work with her energy in a structured, powerful way. So we're going to walk through this thing together so that you kind of understand, overstand, and understand why you need to be part of this boot camp, this life-changing event. Because there's many spiritual ceilings that people hit and they only go so far. And then all of a sudden, they're not able to actually translate what they've read or learned about into tangible power. They don't have the confidence or the connection within their own daily lives. So this is going to be designed to help you get that power, that connection with the divine. Why? Because she is our perfect guide for this. She is not a passive goddess. She is a goddess of action, of ritual, and of using her voice to change reality. So this boot camp is going to be the bridge from just theory into practice. And it's a hands-on container where you just stop learning about magic and you're going to actually start doing it safely and effectively. So let me just take the time and kind of walk you through this journey week by week, what we're going to be going through, because this is truly the path to sovereignty. Okay, this is not just a self-paced course where you'll just get it in a folder and forget half the stuff you learned. This is a 4-week deep dive. And each week we're going to be building a new essential pillar onto your practice. So week one, we're going to start off with the foundation of the priestess. We're going to start by building your unshakable sanctuary. You'll learn how to cast a sacred circle, how to consecrate your ritual tools, and create a container where the mundane world falls away and the true magic can begin to happen. And week two is the voice of power. This is where you're going to find and empower your own voice. You're going to learn the art of invocation, of sacred chant. We'll begin to work with the sistrum. You're going to use sound to command spiritual forces. And you're going to actually call Isis directly into your space. Week three is the ritual of Heka, or practical magic. This is where things are going to get real. You're going to step into the role of the sorceress. You're going to begin to craft a healing amulet and a manifestation cord. This is practical, tangible magic for protection and bringing your desires to life. And then in week four, this is the week of embodying the sovereign queen. We're going to culminate by integrating it all together. You'll undergo a rite of the crown where you're going to claim your spiritual authority and learn how to weave these practices into a sustainable daily life so you can carry the goddess with you always. Now, I know at this point, if you're listening to me, you're probably wondering, is this journey for you? Well, if you're hearing this and you're feeling that pull, then this is definitely for you. This is designed for women who are ready to move from seeking into embodying. For those who feel a pull to Isis but don't know how to start. For those who have read all the books but crave a structured path. For those who desire a powerful sisterhood of like-hearted women. And for those who are ready to reclaim their personal power and sovereignty. So basically, you're going to be transformed. There's a transformation that's going to take place within this boot camp. By the end of these 4 weeks, you won't just have new knowledge. You'll have a practice skill set, a deep personal connection with our goddess Isis, and the unshakable confidence of a woman who knows her own magic. If you're ready to go ahead and answer the call, the journey will begin January the 4th, 2026. I've put all the details, including the start and stop dates, the investment on the enrollment page. You want to click the link below so you can go ahead and gather all the details and get registered for this event. This is a wonderful opportunity, again, to honor the intimate and container-like nature of this work. And I'm only accepting a select number of women into this cohort. If you know this is for you, do not wait. Go ahead, sign up today. I'm actually running an early bird special. So if you use the code EARLY2026 before November 30th, 2025, you're going to get a significant discount on the enrollment fee. Remember, the priestess isn't a figure from your past. She's an archetype waiting to be awakened within you. So So I built this boot camp to be the catalyst for this awakening. And I cannot wait to see you inside the sacred circle.
The best radio station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here. Right now.
The Golden Race. Conscious radio for the conscious community.